You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk theater and what's being done by professional theater companies all around the state. And as always, our guide is David Kiley of Encore Michigan. And we're starting at the always interesting Planet Ant in Hamtramck.
Yes. Cynthia, one of the things I really get excited about when I follow Michigan theater is watching young actors, young writers, and new theater companies evolve and grow over time. So there's a young playwright in our midst, Max Vinogradov, and he has made a bit of a name for himself in just a few short years. He's a recent University of Michigan grad, and while he was there, he won two $10,000 prizes for his first two plays. Not bad for a kid, right?
Not at all.
In fact, I'm pretty sure we had him on a past theater talk when he won a Wild Award for Best New Script for a play he wrote called Night of the Stars, which is about Tennessee Williams. He has a new play called Dancing, and it is in a premiere run at Planet Ant in Hamtramck. And Dancing is about two young women. At the start of the play, they're 17. By the end, they're about 22. They're on their own. We hear about some family, but these girls are really on their own with little means of support. It's a very intimate play. Lots of conversation between the two, but very little is as it seems. And there isn't a whole lot else I can say because I don't want to leak any spoilers on the play.
So there are surprises.
But let me say this. Yeah. I'm not a kid anymore. We're not kids.
Yeah.
These girls are about the same age as my son, though. And the chatter between two teenagers is not always riveting for people of our generation, okay? But I found myself caring quite a lot about these characters. Maybe because I do have a son that's about this age, but it's a play with a bit of a secret that audience members, some of them, will figure out before it's revealed towards the end of the play. And even when you know what that secret is, it allows you to switch gears a bit and maybe focus on one of the characters a bit more. My test of a play is how much do I care about these characters and what happens to them? That's crucial.
That would make sense.
And in that respect, the playwright and the director, who's Caitlin Ballard-Bork, and the two actresses succeed very much. So that's at Planet Ant, and it runs for a few more weeks. So I encourage people to check it out. He's a very interesting new playwright who's had some success, and he's homegrown. So
and we'll watch and see it, when he's starting off so strong, so young, it'll be fascinating to see where Max goes in his playwriting career. Okay. Now we head up I-75 to Flint. What's going on at the Flint Rep?
For something completely different,
yeah,
as they say. So we've been talking about, holiday shows the last two theater talks. But the Flint Rep is doing Into the Woods.
I wish it's not for me, it's for my granny in the woods. A loaf of bread, please, to bring my poor old hungry granny in the woods. Just a loaf of bread, please.
And, right. So this is the Sondheim musical that is based on intertwining characters from the Brothers Grimm fairy tales and those by Charles Perrault. That means you have Cinderella, the baker and the baker's wife, Little Red Riding Hood, Rapunzel, the witch,
Jack and the Beanstalk, yes,
and more. So the music is beautiful. It's become a very strong seller in regional theater because of its appeal to multi-generational audiences. And because parents and grandparents, it can take the kids. Everybody has a good time.
So the Flint Rep giving everybody a little break from maybe Bob Cratchit and Ebenezer Scrooge and bringing us Into the Woods, which is really, as you say, it's a very fun show we can all enjoy. Now we wind up at the Michigan Irish Repertory Theater.
Right. And full disclosure, that's my very nascent company. We're the little engine that could, but it is the only Irish rep in the state. So we're doing the Dylan Thomas classic that was originally produced and created by the New York Irish Rep. And what this show is a blending of Dylan Thomas's story, A Child's Christmas in Wales, which is about his family, and traditional Christmas songs sung in English and some in the Welsh. And I want to treat the audience a little bit of Beth Mitchell, who's one of our cast members, singing a bit of the Welsh for this weekend shows.
Call on Lord and shall guide us.
kudos to her. This is not like singing, something that maybe you took in high school, like Spanish or French.
Well, fortunately, Beth is an opera singer, so she's used to singing in different languages.
Right.
So she was chosen very, very carefully for this. So Saturday afternoon, we're at the Carytown Concert House, and Sunday afternoon at the Michigan League. Details and ticket links are at Encore. But we also have at the top of the site as a service to our readers, is a guide to all the holiday shows that we know about in the professional theater world. So if you want to see a Scrooge or some rendition of the Scrooge story or It's a Wonderful Life or A Child's Christmas in Wales, we have a handy guide at the top of the site for all your theater wants and needs.
And of course, that site would be EncoreMichigan.com, and you ought to bookmark that because that's where you can follow the happenings of theater companies all around Michigan. Well, David, this is our 50th Theater Talk. I count them as we do them.
Wow, that's great.
Number 50, our last one together as I retire at the end of next week. And I want to thank you for everything you do. You shine a light on the many wonderful theater companies around the state, but also the producers, the actors, and I know it's a labor of love for you.
Cynthia, we all want to thank you because this show and your leadership of it and your hosting of it allows us to celebrate Michigan and what we love about it, what interests us about it, and why we live here so many different ways. We're very thankful, and we wish you only the happiest of retirements with your family.
Thank you. And if you're in Cork sometime, I may be there. You let me know, and we'll go to the Corkadorka or one of the theaters.
Go to the Cork Arts Theater because I have a little bit of a transatlantic alliance with them for the Michigan Irish Rep.
We'll do that. Thank you so much, David. Have a great holiday.
Thank you, Cynthia. You too.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.